Assemblyman Phil Steck says his bill to reinstate a 0.25% tax on transfers of stocks and bonds in the financial markets is nothing new.
It's a sales tax. It was actually brought in by the Republican Party in 1905 because Republicans don't like income tax. They prefer sales tax.
It was changed during President Ronald Reagan's time in office in the 1980s.
There was artificial exuberance about all the wonderful things Wall Street was going to do for us. And, you know, Wall Street has helped make the economy of New York City successful. I would not deny that. But the benefits for the rest of the state have not been there, and this would spread it out.
In New York law, the tax is technically still on the books, but it has been rebated back to brokers. Steck believes reviving the tax could bring in $13 billion a year. He says that money could be used to upgrade infrastructure, fixing roads and bridges upstate and the subways and commuter trains downstate. While the bulk of the tax would fall on major millionaire and billionaire players in the stock market, Steck says an average middle-class New Yorker with a self-directed retirement account would likely pay an average of $50 more per year.
The advantage of this tax is that most of the people who trade on the stock exchange aren't from New York State. A lot of them aren't even from the United States. The vast majority of Americans are not involved in significant activity on Wall Street, and all the studies have shown that basically Wall Street's been making more and more money through just finding fancier ways to move money around, not really doing investment, and this tax is a small deterrent to churning.
Steck is a Democrat from the Capital Region and a supporter of Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Steck was one of the few Democratic elected officials in New York to be a Sanders delegate in 2016. He hopes to be one again in 2020. Senator Sanders proposed reinstating a federal version of the stock transfer tax in 2016 and supports it again as part of his second run for the presidency. Business groups are against the proposal, saying it will harm Wall Street and the economy. Steck is circulating the bill and has gained the support of two longtime prominent assembly members, Dick Gottfried, who chairs the Health Committee, and Joe Lentol, chair of the Codes Committee. In the Senate, Senator James Sanders, chair of the Committee on Banks, is a supporter. A spokesman for Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office says the governor believes the budget gap can be closed without raising or imposing any new taxes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.